Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, Pennsylvania must be the best, most beloved state in the union. We do love PA, but that's also how it feels every 4 years, and especially this year. President Trump and his Democratic challenger, Joe Biden, both counting on Pennsylvania's 20 electoral votes to put them over the top. Both are there today. Both held events in the state over the weekend. At a Souls to the Polls car rally in Philadelphia yesterday, Joe Biden thanked those who had voted early.
But there's still a lot of Pennsylvanians who haven't voted yet. And we need every single one of you to get out and vote on Tuesday. My message is simple. Pennsylvania is critical in this election.
And on Saturday at a rally in Montoursville in central Pennsylvania, President Trump urged his base to vote in person.
You have the power with your vote to save the American dream for your children, for your grandchildren. But you have to get out and vote on November 3rd. We must finish the job and drain the swamp.
Chris Potter is politics and government editor for WESA in Pittsburgh. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Robin. Good to be with you.
Good to hear you. And as you know, a Monmouth University poll today shows 50% of registered voters there prefer Biden. 45% in Pennsylvania favor Trump. So statistically, just too close. Trump won the state by just 44,000 votes in 2016. That's less than a percentage point. So what is the feeling there today?
Well, I'll tell you, if you ask the pollsters and the experts in both parties, they really will tell you. We are looking at a likely 6 point, I've heard between 5, 6, 7, 8 points lead for Joe Biden. So I think that Monmouth University number is pretty consistent with what we've seen in recent polling over the past few weeks and months. That does seem to be a reliable gauge. The question, of course, is what happens after Election Day? You know, the president has talked quite a bit about, going into court with the lawyers once the election is over. There's an open question about how many people will return their ballots. There are still many thousands of ballots still out there. So those are kind of, there's a lot of uncertainty. The poll numbers are steady, but you wouldn't know it to talk to people. There's a lot of folks on edge here in Pennsylvania today.
Right. Well, let's talk about that big public fighting over this. There have been more than 20 lawsuits filed in Pennsylvania around voting. Last month, the Supreme Court ruled election officials there can count absentee ballots received as late as the Friday after Election Day, next Friday, as long as they're postmarked by tomorrow. Yesterday, while campaigning in North Carolina, President Trump called that decision terrible. As you mentioned, he talks about getting lawyers, going to court. Your Democratic Attorney General there, Josh Shapiro, has been on a tear. He tweeted at President Trump yesterday, "Our elections are over when all the votes are counted. But if your lawyers want to try us, we'd be happy to defeat you in court one more time." It's getting pretty heated. You know, what is the sense of whether courts will be involved?
You know, it's of course hard for me to say how the courts will rule. The Supreme Court, essentially the U.S. Supreme Court, essentially upheld the state Supreme Court's ruling that said, yeah, as you mentioned, if a ballot is postmarked tomorrow by 8 p.m., it will count as long as it's received by Friday. The U.S. Supreme Court upheld that, and it seems the pattern is the U.S. Supreme Court has upheld decisions made by state courts about their own voting rules, even though they've overturned some decisions made by federal judges on their own. But of course, there is this kind of open question. There was, some of the justices have kind of said, you know, we're going to let this go for now because there's not enough time between now and the election. But afterwards, we may revisit it. And of course, we'll have a Justice Barrett on the court should that happen again. So, you know, Mr. Shapiro has really from the outset of his own career as AG, he was elected in 2016 alongside Mr. Trump. And he's taken a sort of pugnacious approach to the Trump administration really throughout his tenure. Mr. Shapiro's up for re-election as well tomorrow. Yeah. And is facing a Republican opponent who's tried to say, you know, he's politicizing this office too much. I want to get back to, you know, just doing what AGs are supposed to do. So there's a bit of posture, a bit of, positioning going on within his own race as well that's kind of bound up in all of this.
Oh, this is all playing out. Well, that's why we have you there on the ground knowing that. But your attorney general has also called out people who might come and try to intimidate voters. He says, we got something for you, I think meaning a jail cell. Is there concern about what might happen tomorrow, given the stakes there?
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you that. First of all, I don't want to alarm anybody. I was here in 2016. There were a lot of similar concerns about what might happen at the polls. And it was a very quiet day. 2016 was a very quiet day while the voting was going on. The wheels came off afterwards, but not a lot of action going on at the polls. I was at election court here in Allegheny County, where Pittsburgh is, and the lawyers were just like doing trivia quizzes with each other towards the end of the day, just nothing happening. But there is definite concern that this might not be like that, that this might be more kind of a fraught environment. And I can tell you there are activist groups who are going to be on hand at a lot of polling places, just keeping an eye on things, people who have been sort of training in conflict de-escalation and kind of
We'll leave it at that. Sure, Chris Potter, politics and government editor for WESA there on the ground in Pittsburgh. We'll check back there.